Okay, so let's go on. Let's start the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Parsha Saita Midolam," that it's Namu B'chaloshin. The Chesiv Amar Kain Leisha. Amar Kain Leisha. B'chaloshin Shu Aimer. That's how we have the Gersh in the Gemara. B'chaloshin Shu Aimer. Taner Rabbanan. Rashi Magiyat, based on the Sifrei. It's also Yerushalmi here in the Sukkah. That a different drasha. Not for Omar HaKohen El Isha, it's a different pasuk. But the Omar El HaIsha, the Chaloshin Shishay Mas. So Drashin the Chaloshin Shishay Mas. Be Taisus L'Chayre is Mukhlet that way. Because Taisus holds do all the things in the Mishnah, you need Bilshaina. Well, I don't know, maybe that's not so Mukhlet. Taisa says that all the things in the Mishnah you need b'lshaylam. So we've been learning in Taisa that that's because all the things in the Mishnah really is a happening, you need Lashon Kodesh. It's only a drasha that you don't need Lashon Kodesh. And in the drasha it says b'chaloshin shishemas, it has to be a lashon that you understand. That's how we want to understand in Taisa. But even lefi Taisa, or lefi Taisa, you do have to say that even a drasha that has the grammar of b'chaloshin shu eimer also implies a lashon that he understands, because the Gemara is one of the drashas. The drashas later, let's say birchas hamazon b'chaloshin shu mevarech. Rabbi Di Meiser, what's the drasha by Rabbi Di Meiser? That will never really have. So that from Saito. Yeah, I think the only one that I have is Birchas Hamazon. The Chaloshin Shu Mevarech. But according to Taisus, you need Lishainam. By Birchas Hamazon, according to Taisus, you also need Lishainam. How do you know Lishainam, a lashon you understand? It just says the Chaloshin Shu Mevarech. We have to say that Chaloshin Shu Mevarech also has somehow a mashmois that it's your lashon. It's his lashon. Chaloshin Shu Mevarech. It's his lashon. So maybe the drasha over here is also maybe we could have the gears in the Agamara. No, it's not muchuch. Even the fitosis, it's not muchuch. Maybe the gears is taka for Amarak b'Chaloshin Shu Omer, and maybe b'Chaloshin Shu Omer also has the mashmois Shehu Omer. It has to be his lashon Shehu Omer. So I don't know that in Taisus it's mukhuch which way to be gares, but it would be enough community l'charein din. Whose lashon does it have to be? If the drasha is b'chol lashon shehu oimer, so then this has to be a lashon that the kain understands. If it's b'chol lashon shehi shemas, then the drasha would be it has to be a lashon that she understands. Well, the Gemara goes on and brings her b'risa tana rabbanan mashminisa b'chol lashon shehi shemas. So there, Taka says that you need that she should understand. So where'd that come from? So ulai maybe nechami maybe a pleyadvar. You have to say that Taisus said Rashi's girsa that the drasha is not b'chaloshin shehu oimer. Maybe the kohen doesn't have to understand. The drasha is b'chaloshin shehi shemas. I know Rashi's girsa that way. We'll see more. We'll see more going forward. But akapanim with the Rashi is very. He said, it's very good. The price is funny, but mashmi b'chaloshin shishemas, because that's the drasha. You need a lashon shishemas. And so, that's the rest of the word. I'm not going to read inside right now. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis is Geiris brings the drasha to where we have the drasha in the Gemara. B'chaloshin shehu oimer. B'omer hakohen b'chaloshin shehu oimer. Not like the Sifrei and the Yerushalmi L'Chayim. On the other hand, the Rambam in Hilchos Saita, when he brings the halacha, he says that Lashon Rambam is Gimel Saita Zion. ואחר כך משפיע הקיים בלושן שהיא מכרס, ומדיעו בלשוינו, שלגורם לכיני האל הכיני וסתיר שכיני לבעילה וניסטר and so on. So, Rava says that the shvu has to be a lushan shehi makaris. Where'd that come from? If the whole drush is b'chol lushan shehu oimer, manashuk. If b'chol lushan shehu oimer does not have any mashmais of an understanding, so mechitesh she has to understand. And if it has a mashmais of understanding, but the mashmais would be that he understands, b'chol lushan shehu oimer. Where did the Rambam get that she has to understand? From the Rambam in Hilchos Sotos Mashma, that the Rambam had the girsa b'chol lashon shehi shemas. But in the Pirush Mishnah it says the girsa b'chol lashon shehu oimer. So that's what I'm starting to think about. The emphasis, I was looking through all the Rambams. What does Rambam take a hold on? The etzem issue, Taisus's issue, do you need l'shainam, a lashon that they understand? Or it could be b'chol lashon, even lashon that you don't understand. Where does the Rambam stand on that issue? Chorus steers. On the one hand, in Hilchos Sotos we just saw the Rambam says the you need a lashon shehi makira. Likewise, by Shulis, well, by Shulis Shulis Eidos, and Shulis Hapikod, the Rambam says that he has to be nishva or mashpia him in a lashon that he understands. So where's the Rambam? That's Shulis Yudbeis. Zion, Zion. Zion, Zion. Ein Chai B'Shulis HaPikodin Ad She'ashbiri B'Loshon Shu Makiro. Same thing, Tess. Ein Eidim Chayoven Ad She'yashbim B'loshen Shem Makirin. So by Saita, by Shvua, both by Shvua Saidus and by Shvua Sapikodin, and also by Kriyashma, Lashon Rambam by Kriyashma, Bez Yud. Kariya de Mishma b'chol lashon shehu makira. B'chol lashon shehu makira. So by those four things. Saita, Shuas Aedas, Shuas HaPikodin, and Kriyashma, the Rambam says that you need a lashon shehu makira. On the other hand, by Vidimaisa and by Brochas, the Rambam says all you need is, but it's just b'chol lashon. The Rambam doesn't say anything about lashon shehu makira. So Rambam seems to be inconsistent. Is it l'shainam? Is it b'chol lashon? What does the Rambam hold? So, there's three possibilities, Lachar. A priori, there's three possibilities. Possibility number one is that really the Rambam holds you always need a lashon shehu makir. A lashon you don't understand is garnished, is going to be garnished. It's nothing. But maybe it was so pushed by the Rambam that you have to understand the lashon, and if you don't understand it, it's nothing. That the Rambam didn't even bother to say it always. The Rambam wasn't consistent. When the Rambam says b'chol lashon, it goes without saying that b'chol lashon is a lashon shehu makir. So that's a doichuk, a lot of that's a doichuk, but it's hard to say that it's impossible. So I don't want to rule that out, but Avada, that's a thing. Befrat, the Ikar Svara to say that it's like a priori poshut, that if you don't understand it, it's nothing. Is like the Svara that the Chayim have that that outside of Lashon Kodesh, every Lashon is just a convention, just a means of communication. It's not a Lashon Be'etzem. So Lashon Kodesh is a Lashon of Etzem. So even if you don't understand it, if you say something Lashon Kodesh, you don't understand the passage of Yetzir. Even if you taste it, we were mechir the other day. Hard to believe the Rambam is chelik on that. So we have to say, but other Lashonis do not like Lashon Kodesh. Other Lashonis, if you don't understand them, they're nothing. It's a double pasuk that they're nothing. The Rambam didn't even have to bother to spell it out. It doesn't need a special drasha. But I don't know if the Rambam holds that way. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Krishma, the same Rambam where he says that you could say Krishma with Choloshin, the Rambam says also a din that when you say Krishma and other Lashonis, they have to be grammatically correct. The same way when you say Krishma Lashon Kodesh, it has to be grammatically correct, and there's a din that has to be, you're not allowed to, you have to make sure that you don't say Shvanoch as a Shvanoch, and so on. You have to say it Kichso, you have to say it properly. So the Rambam says you have to be Medaktik Medibri Shiba Shaba Lashon. Say Krishma in English, it has to be a grammatically correct English. You know, if you say that if you don't do mitzvahs, it ain't gonna rain. So then the Rambam says, no, look, you have to say grammatically correct English. So the Rambam is a master in the Rambam. This is another Lashonis. What does it matter if it's grammatically correct or not? The main thing is you convey the meaning. The Rambam holds not the way. That's already close. It seems to me that that's an indication that the Rambam holds that he doesn't hold from the Svar. He holds it. That other lashonis are also lashon be'etzem. If this is the a lashon of a certain medina, and this is the grammatically correct way to talk in that, so that makes it into a lashon, and it's a lashon be'etzem, and there's such a thing, just like there's such a thing as grammatically incorrect lashon kodesh. There's grammatically incorrect English, and it's negay even hilchos pirushim. So I have a hargosha. I'm not saying it's mamash muchos, but that little seems to me a little bit that it pulls out the rug from under the Svara, that of course you have to understand it, because if you don't understand it, it's nothing. If it's grammatically correct, you also understand it. There's an Indian, the Lashon. So I'm not so happy with the Svara to say that I didn't even have to bother to tell me that you have to understand it, because if you don't understand it, then it's nothing. So what's another possibility? So there's another possibility, which is that maybe La'olam tzad the drashus. Tzad the drushes, maybe every lashon is good. I mean, maybe tzad the drushes, maybe there's no need to understand. Once we have a ribui b'chaloshin shu'oimer, so then it's you don't have to mechates. You have to understand it. You can say it in any language. What does it matter if you understand it or not? However, the Rambam held that by shvuah, you have to understand it. I mean, tzad the drushes b'chaloshin shu'oimer or b'chaloshin shishimas. The drusha doesn't. The drusha. Mitzad the drasha, you don't have to understand. But by shvuah, it's a svar that you have to understand it. Because by shvuah, you need to be, you have to, shvuah means that you're averring that this is true. If you're nishvi yourself, so you have to have pibbly b'shavim, you have to mean what you're saying, sometimes has to be some kind of meaning behind what you're saying. You are affirming that this is what I'm saying. If you're hearing the shvuah from somebody else, you have to answer amen. Amen means you're mekabel the shvuah, you're affirming the shvuah. Whether you're saying the shvuah yourself or whether you're saying amen to somebody else's shvuah, you're affirming a certain truth. If you don't know what it means, then it's not a shvuah. So maybe just a svar chitzayin that shvuah you have to understand. And the same thing by saita. Saita is a couple of shvuah. He's mashbir. The kind is mashbir. So maybe that's why it's still a posh. It has to be a lashon shvuah makir. You need a pasuk to tell me that it doesn't have to be lashon kodesh. So Yefsha could have been that you need lashon kodesh, and if she doesn't understand lashon kodesh, then you can't. In fact, it can't be a mashker. So we say no, it doesn't have to be lashon kodesh. B'chol lashon shu'omer, b'chol lashon shishimas. So it's a or the Rambam in the Perush Mishnah says the drasha b'chol lashon shu'omer. So now the Torah told me it doesn't have to be lashon kodesh. It could be some other language, but of course it has to be lashon that she understands, because otherwise, where's the kabbalah shvuah? Nemes that svar has a makom in Yerushalmi. We'll talk in a few minutes that the Yerushalmi is not such a makom that by shvuah it's a davar pashut that you have to understand that Yerushalmi uses the opposite effect. Yerushalmi says, how do you know that shvuah could be b'chaloshim? Because Because you have to understand it, otherwise, where's the Kabbalah Shula? So, if you only know French, then we must be you in French. We'll talk some more about the Yishami later on, but the Etzem Svara, that if you don't understand that it's not a Kabbalah Shvuah, it says Beferish in Yishami, here in the Sugya. So that would be very good for the Rambam. That would explain the Rambam by Saita, that would explain the Rambam by Shvuas. It's not going to explain Kriyishma. So why does Kriyishma have to be a Lashon you understand? It's not a Kabbalah Shvuah. I maybe will say, as Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim. It has to be Lashon you understand, as Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim. I don't know. First of all, so what does that mean? And if you don't understand Lashon Kodesh, then you're not Yotzei Kriyishma. If you say it in Lashon Kodesh, you don't understand Lashon Kodesh. So you're not Yotzei because it's not Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim. I don't know if that's true. That's a very big Kiddush. Furthermore, even if it's true, so Pasuk Rishon, you have to say in Lashon you understand. But the rest of Kriyishma, why can't you say some other Lashon you don't understand? Unless only Mechadish, that it has to all be one Lashon. It's like an interesting Shiloh all by itself. Kriyishma is Nehmer B'chal Lashon. Does it have to be the same Lashon from beginning to end? What if I said the first Parsha in French and the second Parsha? I know the Lashon, or maybe it doesn't matter if I know the Lashon. So I said the first Parsha in French and the second Parsha in Spanish and the third Parsha in Afrikaans. So I'm not Yotzei, I don't know. Kriyishma, I don't know. It's a Chiddush to say that that's Makkid. It's a Chiddush to say you have to have all the same Lashon the whole thing throughout. Maybe. So maybe we could say since the first pasuk you have to understand because in the Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim, so Mela, that's the lashon they're using the lashon so and you have to stick with that lashon throughout the rest of Kriyishma. So the whole Kriyishma has to be a lashon you understand because that's the same lashon as the first pasuk and the first pasuk needs Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim. Okay, we're already going into very speculative territory. Very hard for me to say these svaras. The third possibility, and I think that's what I think is appeals to me the most. The third possibility is that the Rambam holds that it depends on the drasha. Because we have two kinds of drashas. We have drashas of Bechal Lashon Shu Aymer, like by Bechal Lashon Shu Mevarach, like by Birchas Hamazon, Bechalta Vesavata Vachta Bechal Lashon Shu Mevarach. And then we have drashas of b'chalas m'shishe mas by shvura b'shama kalola b'chalas m'shishe mas by saita at least in sifrei we have a drasha of omer leisha b'chalas m'shishe mas. So where the drasha is b'chalas m'shishe mas, it means you have to understand. So that's why by saita by shvuas by kri and by kriyishma also shma b'chalas m'shu shemer. Where the drasha b'chalas and shu shemeya means understand. On the other hand, where the drasha is b'chalas and shu mevarach, b'chalas and shu aimer, so then you don't have to understand. That's the case. So first of all, maybe that would be a master plan, how to understand all the Rambams. Places where the drasha b'chalas and shu shemeya, the Rambam says you have to understand. Places where the drasha is b'chalashin shu'aymer, so there the Ram says b'chalashin the metric case, you have to understand it. And what about saita? What about saita? Saita, the Ram in the Pirush Mishnah has the gifts in the Bavli b'chalashin shu'aymer. But the Ram, what do we gain? The drasha there is b'chalashin shu'aymer. On the other hand, the Yerushalmi has a drasha. So then why do you have to understand it? Why does she have to understand it? Elamai, the Ram and the Yad is going with the drasha of the Yerushalmi, the drasha of the Sifrei, the Chalosh and Shishimach. That would package them very well. But then it's against the Ram's gears and the Pirush Mishnayos. So, okay, not the end of the world. Maybe the Ram was closer from the Pirush Mishnayos. Where he holds up the Bavli Sfeiluk and the Yerushalmi and the Halachi, passing like the Yerushalmi. Or maybe you could say, let's think this through, maybe you could say that the Olam, the Rambam holds, that you have both drushes. There's a drush of a Chalosh and Shu'aymer, and there's a drush of a Chalosh and Shishemas. The drush of a Chalosh and Shu'aymer tells me that the Kohen could say it in any language. And the drush of a Chalosh and Shishemas tells me that it has to be language that she understands. That's not maskic. Because why do I need both drushes? If I have a drusha b'chaloshim shishei mas, so I already know you could say it in any language that she understands. So why do you also have to have a drusha b'chaloshim shishei?
Maybe could you share the Kohen himself needs to understand Dafa,
That
not
doesn't
just
say
the.
that. That doesn't say it. In fact, yeah, it's the scheme that we're saying that when the drush is b'cholosh and shoyim, you don't have to understand. When the drush b'cholosh and shemas, then you do have to understand. And if some side by the coin does not need to understand because the drush by the coin is b'cholosh and shoyim. That's the whole. That's the whole plan over here. So, singing along. So I sing like this. That them is in Yerushalmi. If you look in Yerushalmi, and this is fate also. This drasha of Amar Elisha, it's not so pashut. The Yerushalmi, the Sifrei brings, first it brings the drasha of Amar Elisha b'chaloshin shishei mas. Then the Sifrei says, Rabbi Yishmael said, you don't need a drasha for it because it's a Kabbalah Shvuah. How could she make a Kabbalah Shvuah? She doesn't understand. So I don't need a drasha that she has to understand it. So the other pashut she has to understand. So what's the drasha of Amar Elisha? What do I do with the pasuk of Amar Elisha? So the Yerushalmi says, drasha is telling me, well, Amar Elisha that he had that it can't be al yedei meturgamim. The kohen has to speak directly to the isha. Can't just be the kohen says it, and then she'll wear the headphones and she'll hear this simultaneous translation, and that stuff should be mekabel the shul. She has to hear it from the kohen, but since she has to understand it, so about it, she has to be in a language that she understands. So I thought like this. Lefi that day, Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, the Yerushalmi also. Yerushalmi, it's Rav Yonason. In the Sifrei, it's Rabbi Shmuel. Different Gisois, but Dakapon, it's a machlekes in the it's a machlekes. Lefi that opinion that the drush of Amar Elisha is not Bechalosh and Shishamas. It's that he has to say it to directly, Shaloyali David Turgamon. So is there a mashmois in the drusha that it could be in any language? I was. There's two things here. There's one thing that it could be in any language. There's another thing that she has to understand it. Now, if, and then there's a third thing that can't be all the Torah. If the drasha of Amar Elisha, like the first day in Sifrei, like Rashi brought, b'chaloshin shi shemas, so that right away tells me two things. It doesn't have to be a Lashon Kodesh. It could be in any Lashon, b'chaloshin, but it has to be a Lashon shi shemas, a Lashon she understands. And that's like we have by Shema Yisrael, by all the other drushes, b'chaloshin shu shemeh, b'chaloshin shi. So the drush itself tells me that it does not have to be a Lashon Kodesh, but it does have to be a Lashon shi shemas. If on the other hand, the Lashon shi shemas that she has to, that she, that she has to understand it is not from the pasuk. It's just from the Kabbalah Shvu'ah, but she can't be Mekabbalah Shvu'ah, she doesn't understand it. So I now know she has to understand it. From the Amar Elisha, I just dashing that she has to hear it directly from the Kohen, not Ali Dayan Beturgum. But how do I know that it doesn't have to be in Lashon Kodesh? Maybe it has to be in Lashon Kodesh. I, if it's in Lashon Kodesh, maybe she doesn't understand it. Yeah, Nechanani. If she doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh, then we won't be Mashker. But we have to be able to be Mashker, Mechatesim. There's lots of women we can't be Mashker. Lots of cases where we can't be Mashker. So how do I talk another? It doesn't have to be in Lashon Kodesh. In other words, if I don't have the drasha of Bechalosh Nishi Shemas, Yerushalmi tells me, the Sifrei says, Rabbi Shmuel says, that he doesn't have the drasha of Bechalosh Nishi Shemas. He uses V'omer Elisha for something else, that it shouldn't be Al Yedei Meturgamim. Well, V'omer El HaIsha, you should say it to her directly, not Al Yedei Meturgamim. And how do you know that she has to understand it? Because Kabbalah Shvuah needs understanding. No, so how do you know it has to be Lashon Kodesh? And how do you know that it doesn't have to be B'Lashon Kodesh? Maybe it has to be B'Lashon Kodesh, Shelo Yadein B'Turkamon, and she has to understand it. And if she doesn't understand B'Lashon Kodesh, so fine, then they go home. So So maybe taka for that. You need the drasha of the Omer HaKoyen, the Chaloshin Shoema. But I attack need the drasha of the Bali. The Omer HaKoyen, it's a different pasuk. The Omer HaKoyen tells me the Chaloshin Shoema that he could say it in any language. Then from the Omer Elisha, I learned that it's Shalei Alidei, that she has to hear it from him directly. And Mimela, it's a svar that even though he can say it in any language, but it has to be a language that she understands, because otherwise there's no Kabbalah Shvu. And I call him the claim of Bishal. So maybe that's trapped in the Rambam. The Rambam Taka has, in the Perush Mishnayos, has the drosh of the Bavli, the Chaloshin Shu'aymer. And it's not against, and yet he also passes the din of the Sifrei, that it has to be that she understands it, a language that she understands, because he holds that the Bavli is going like the other Madomer in the Sifrei. That it's not from the Omer Elisha b'chaloshin shishim. There's no drasha of Elisha b'chaloshin shishimas, and I wouldn't need the drasha with the Bavli. But she need a loshin shishimas mitzad the Kabbalah shvushim. And then we'll say the same thing with Shua Zayda Shua Sefi Kol. The drasha is b'chaloshin shu'aymer. Mitzad the drasha could be any language, but it has to be loshin that he understands for shvua, because Kabbalah shvua needs understanding. And Kriyat Shema has to be a lashon you understand, because the drasha b'chol, there the drasha taka Shema Yisrael b'chol lashon shehu shomea b'chol lashon shehu shomea, means you have to understand it. So l'fizeh, I have a mahalach in all the Rambams. That's the main thing I want to do for you, that I want to accomplish. We have your mahalach in all the Rambams. The Rambam holds that we go l'fi the mashmais of the drasha. The drasha b'chaloshin shu'emer, any drasha b'chaloshin shu'emer, that doesn't tell me that you have to understand it. Maybe you don't have to understand it. Chaloshin shu'emer. A drasha b'chaloshin shishemas tells me that you have to understand. But then there's an additional factor, which the Shamans have prepared, that Kabbalah Shvu you have to understand. So now all the drashas work out with all of the rabbis. Those cases were just as b'chaloshin shu'emer, like by Birchas HaMazon, b'chaloshin shu mevarech. The Rambam doesn't say anything about having to understand it. Taka don't have to understand it. Mechatesa. Tefillah is not so much Fushin Rambam. I don't know exactly what we mean by tefillah, but the tefillah is out of drosh. It's rachmi. I'm not sure which way that conduces. But that's a separate issue. But because I'm also a component of brachas, the Rambam says b'chaloshin any loshin is good. Those places where the drosh is b'chaloshin shishemas, like Shema, so the attack have to understand. The Rambam says Kriyat Shema has to be loshin that you understand. Soita and Shvuah are a special case, because the Rambam held he has on the one hand the drasha of the Bavli, the Chaloshin Shu, the Omer HaKoyin, the Chaloshin Shu Aimer. So the Koyin can say it in any language, but it doesn't have to be a language that the Koyin understands. But on the other hand, he has the Sifrei and the Yerushalmi, but the second opinion in the Sifrei, that there's no drasha of Omer Elisha, the Chaloshin Shishemas, but there is a drasha of Omer Elisha that she can't hear it al yidei metugman, she has to hear it directly from the Koyin. And there is a svara that a Kabbalah Shulia she has to understand. So therefore, the Kohen has to say it in a language that she understands. The mitzvah of Omer HaKohen, the drasha of the Bavli, he could say it in any language. But since you can't use a Meturgumon, and since she needs to be a Kabbalah Shulia, so Mimela, it has to be a Lashon Shishimas, a Lashon that she understands, the Chaloshin that she Makira. What's that kind of language of the Rambam Bishma? And one last nekuda I was thinking about. I think for the Rambam it's good. That wasn't one thing. It was bothering me a little bit. The Yerushalmi doesn't bring the drasha of Omer HaKohen at all. But Omer HaKohen b'chaloshin shu'aymer. Yerushalmi only has the drasha of either the first day in the Sifrei, the Omer HaElisha b'chaloshin shishimas, or the second drasha Rabbi Shmuel. That it's not only the name of Turgamon, and this is far that she has to understand it. But how do you know it doesn't have to be Lashon Kodesh? So the Bavli has a drasha, but Omer HaKoyim, Lashon Shoyim. The Bavli doesn't bring the drasha. I'm sorry, the Yishami doesn't bring the drasha. Why does the Yishami not bring the drasha of Omer HaKoyim? How do you need it? Without the drasha of Omer HaKoyim, Bishlam, according to the first opinion, that there's a drasha of El HaIshu B'Choloshin Shehishemas. So from that drasha, I know both. I know that it doesn't have to be Lashon Kodesh. It could be Mechal Lashon. But it has to be Lashon Shishemas. According to the second day in Yerushalmi, the drasha of Omer HaKohen Elisha, the Omer Elisha just tells me, Shalei Yalidei Meturgamon. And there's a Svara, Kabbalah, Shvu, she has to understand it. But maybe that's the Lashon Kodesh. Has to be a Lashon Kodesh. And she has to understand Lashon Kodesh. So you need the drasha of the Bavli L'chayr. B'chal Lashon Shoeba. The Yishami. Why doesn't the Yishami bother to tell me the drasha of the Bavli? Halei Dovahu. It's not Amish terrible, but it's a Halei Dovahu. But and the truth is, it's a pattern. Because you see the same thing also later by Shuas Eidus and Shuas Afikadim. The Bavli has a drasha. The Yushami doesn't bring a drasha for it. The Yushami says Shua has to be Shua's Bechal Lashon because you need a Kabbalah Shua, and if you don't understand it, you can't have a Kabbalah Shua. So what does that mean? Okay, you need a Kabbalah Shua. But maybe it has to be Lashon Kodesh. Maybe you have to understand Lashon Kodesh, and if you don't understand Lashon Kodesh, maybe Kat Yutaka can't have a Chiyuv of Shua's Eidos. Maybe you'll never be chayav for Shua Seidus. Shua Seidus has to be in Lashon Kodesh. And you have to understand it for the Kabbalah Shua. And if you don't understand Lashon Kodesh, then there'll be no, you'll never bring a carbon of Shua Seidus. Shua Sepikotin also, maybe you can't take a Shua Sepikotin if you don't know Lashon Kodesh. Who says now? So it seems to me that there's maybe a machl, you see a consistency in the Yerushalmi. But for some reason, the Yerushalmi holds that once I know that she has to understand it or he has to understand it, then it's a double pasha that we can't insist on Lashon Kodesh. I don't know why, but the Yishami held that it can't be a situation where we're going to insist on Lashon Kodesh, and therefore it's our way or the highway. And if you don't know Lashon Kodesh, then goodbye. Somehow in the Yishami that doesn't somehow the Yishami holds it's not oil aladas. Once we know that you have to be makabel l'shvur, so then we know it doesn't have to be Lashon Kodesh. Once we know that she has to be makabel l'shua by Saita, the Saita is to be makabel l'shua, so that's it. That's all we need to know. So then Avadik doesn't have to be B'loshon Kodesh. Because if it's going to be B'loshon Kodesh, Mechadesh should understand. I don't understand why this is, but that's what's in Spakish and Yisham. You see both by Saita and by Shua, that Yisham holds, you don't need a mocker for it having to be B'loshon Kodesh. You don't need a mocker. But once I know that she has to understand it, it follows that it doesn't have to be B'loshon Kodesh. And the Bavli doesn't have that enough. The Bavli holds it by Shua, even though Bavli, you have to understand it, otherwise how you make Kabbalah Shua. But I need a drasha that doesn't have to be B'loshon Kodesh, because maybe it has to be B'loshon Kodesh. And if you don't understand B'loshon Kodesh, then tough luck. There's no Shua Seidus. And there's no Shua Sapikon. And the same thing by Saito. She has to understand it, because otherwise how she's make Kabbalah Shua. But you still need a drasha of Amar HaKayim B'choloshon Shua, because otherwise, maybe if she doesn't understand B'loshon Kodesh, then tough luck. Then she goes home and she's a sur loyalim and there's no hashgah site. It seems to be, I don't know what this is ultimately telling him, but it seems to be a shtukum machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, it's enough to be mechir that she needs to understand it. In Mele, no, it doesn't have to be B'loshon Kodesh. And in the Bavli, you need both things. You need to have a drasha that it could be B'choloshon. But then you select her, and then you need another thing that she has to understand. Anyway, Bahasakinan, I think this is Mahalach in Rama, the whole Sifas Rama. That the Rama holds that we go to the Drosha. That Birchas Hamazon, the Drosha is Bechaloshin Shumavarach. It doesn't have to be a Loshin that you understand. But Kriyashma, the Drosha is Bechaloshin Shishamas, has to be a Loshin Shumakir. And by Saitan Shua Saedus, we said Echa, the Drosha is Bechaloshin Shua, that the Drosha is Bechaloshin, the Drosha by Shua Saedus. Well, by Shua Seidus, the drasha is b'shama in the Bavli. It's a drasha b'shama kolol b'chaloshin shehu makir shehi makira. So the Rabbi have to understand it even without any source. But by Saita, the Bavli has a drasha only of Omer Akayin. So that maybe he wouldn't need to understand it. But the Rama holds nonetheless, she has to understand it. The Bavli also brought a brisa that he talks to her in a lashon that she understands. It's not really talking about the shua. It's talking about the other things that he says to her. That's not really going on the Shvur. It's on the other Divrei Musa that he says to him. Based on the Sefer and the Yerushalmi, the Ram Paskin, that is also then she has to understand it. But that's not learned out from the Drasha. That's learned out from the Kabbalah Shvur. Kabbalah Shvur requires the understanding. Yeah, sorry.
Doesn't it come out odd that the Rambam is splitting the Pesach a little bit then? In other words, he passes like the Yerushalmi that you can. That by Shavuos, so you need her to understand. But then he's also not passing like the Yerushalmi with regards to once we know that, the that the Loyala Allah Das by Lashon HaKodesh, please.
Yeah, well, it's a sifrei. It's not only a shami, it's a sifrei. The drush, the din that the Rabbi Shmuel says in the sifrei, that if you don't understand it, it's nothing. Kabbalah Shvu, you have to understand. So that's a sifrei. It's not only a shami. So I'm saying that the Bavli agrees to that. The Ramel, the Bavli agrees to that sifrei, that it's that you have to understand it. The Bavli, nonetheless, you need a drush of Armelisha because maybe it's less to be blushing veg.
No, but by Shavuos Seidus, the Bavli has a drasha for it.
Yeah, because by Shavuot Nechami, because it's more than we needed. We need a drasha that doesn't have to be Lashon Kodesh. So I guess the pasuk could have said by Shavuos Seidus, he could have said some drasha b'chol Lashon Shoemer. Okay, but we take what we have. You know, the pasuk says v'shama kol olam the drasha b'chol Lashon Shoemer. In Nechami, had the pasuk said by Shavuos Seidus b'chol Lashon Shoemer, I would have still known that it has to be Lashon that he understands mitzav the Kabbalah Shavuot. But the fact is, this is the drasha b'chol Lashon Shoemer. We don't need it for the Shmiah, but we need it still for the not having to be Lashon Kodesh. Yerushalmi doesn't bring the drush at all. Because it holds, once you have to understand, so then it doesn't have to be Lashon Kodesh.
And on that Nikud, Rebbe's saying that the Sifri doesn't subscribe to that last crap. Is that Nikud in the Yerushalmi?
Sifri doesn't say, the Sifri doesn't talk about Shavuot Seidus. The Sifri just says that we have a drush of Omer Elisha, B'chalosh and Shishemas. And Rabbi Shmuel says, ain't a tzarech, you don't need such a drush because Kabbalah Shavuot. Elisha is just that, but the Kabbalah Shvuah, she has to understand. So the Ram held that. That's the fair. The Ram passes like, and he held it's not a steer to the Bible. Okay, fine. We'll stop here. Good luck, everybody, on your today's already reading week. How's it go? But whatever.
Yeah, it's the first day.
So good luck on finals. And so next week, probably like Monday or Thursday. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.